is Athena, and welcome back to Let's Talk Disability, the podcast talking about a range of disabilities from autism, dyspraxia, ADHD. I talk about the lot. And in today's episode, I want to talk about things that make me happy, things that make me absolutely joyful, like autistic joy, but not just autistic joy, dyspraxic joy, ADHD joy, everything joy. Let me know if you have autistic joy or neurodivergent joy. Anyway, I've seen a lot of people do this on Instagram. I thought, you know what? Why don't I give it a go? Why don't I bring it into a podcast, bring it into an audio format where everyone can listen? The first thing when I think about joy with autism, dyspraxia, ADHD, it's just being on my own, being in a quiet space when I'm overstimulated, when there's a lot going on, or even when there isn't a lot going on, just being on my own. Now, it might sound boring to some people, but to me, this is the ultimate joy. This is the ultimate gift that I want. Unless I get too bored. I mean, sometimes I do a 180 and I go from craving absolute being on my own, and then the next second I get really bored and I just want to have people surrounding me. But ultimately, 99% of the time, it's I just love being alone. Another thing that I found recently, which absolutely brings me joy, which it never used to bring me joy with this level, is watching Netflix and listening to radio dramas. Now, as you know, I did a media degree, so I absolutely love these two elements. Well, I feel like recently I've really been getting into it a lot more, especially like with Young Sheldon. Then I listened to a couple of radio dramas on the BBC and listening to another one on the BBC called, I think, Children of Stone. I think it's called. It is absolutely amazing. I'm currently on episode 3 and I've just been hit with a big cliffhanger. So I'm like, ooh, this is absolutely exciting. And I don't know if I mentioned, but being with my family, especially my boyfriend, just brings me so much joy inside my little heart. I just love hanging out with them, but I think sometimes my family can overstimulate me without realizing. I mean, they don't do it on purpose, but sometimes everyone's just got a lot going on in their brain. There's 4 of us in the house. At the moment, there's 5 of us in the house, actually, because we have a family friend staying with us, and it's absolutely hectic most of the time. And I know some people would say, I wouldn't change it for the world, but I think sometimes I would change it because there's a lot going on. My mum's getting stressed sometimes. I can't really read her sometimes when she's getting stressed, and she doesn't like that I can't read her, because she just wants people to read her mind and be like, I'm stressed, Athena, please help me. And I feel like everyone else can read her mind, but I can't. And in situations like that, I think it's best just to be on my own. And that does bring me autistic joy, just being on my own. Or going out like to Manchester when it's quiet, not in the Christmas times where it's very touristy. And I honestly do not love it too much. But like being with my boyfriend, going on long walks, being with my dogs, these things just make my heart just melt. And finally, going on holiday. Yeah. Now, I have mentioned that I've gone on holiday beforehand, been to an array of different countries. I haven't really talked in detail what I do on holiday to make my holiday so special and to make it so enjoyable. So the places that I've been are Turkey, I've been on a cruise, like to Greece, I've been to Italy. And I think with each one, well, each one's particularly different on how I love it. So you've got like the cruises, where that's an all-inclusive, basically the cruises. It's very structured, which I absolutely love. You know what you're doing on what day. You can have your structured time to relax. You know what all the food is. Food definitely makes me happy. You can just chill. You can go in the pool. And my family just generally just leave me to myself. Unless I want to hang out with them. But if I don't, I get to just hang out by myself, which is absolutely amazing. And then every single day, it's something new, which I know a lot of autistic people don't like change. But if it's change that you're expecting, I think it's a little bit different. And then you've got like Turkey, which is the all-inclusives, which are absolutely amazing. And that's similar to the cruise a little bit, but in a way it's more structured, though, in one place. and you're just discovering the different areas. Oh, I'm just remembering also about going to Greece and going to the Acropolis. That was the one time when I first went to Greece and I was like, I want to go to the Acropolis. We went to Athens, home of Athena. All the street signs were saying Athena with an I, which is my spelling, and it was just making me so joyful. Definitely let me know what your autistic, dyspraxic, ADHD joys are. Definitely let me know on my Instagram. It's life through dyspraxia. I've just hit 1,000 followers on there, which is so exciting. And I keep saying it makes my heart melt, but I think I use that expression so much. It makes my heart burst so much. And yeah, I think we've hit the end of the podcast. I think I rambled a lot in that. You can tell when I'm rambling, I'm honestly enjoying myself. I really do enjoy talking about my autistic joys, things that make me happy, literally anything in Disney. Why did I miss Disney off there? Literally, Disney is the one thing that makes me happy the most. Honestly, I don't know. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And hopefully I will see you next week for some more content. And if I don't see you next week, it will be the week after for sure. 100% for sure, because I need to get on track with this podcast and schedule. I've been a little bit off, but I need to get back on track. So yeah, remember to message me on Instagram, give me a 5-star review, and I will see you next week for some more podcasting content. See you then. Bye.